Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has vowed to fight until victory as Israel's heavy bombardment of the Gaza Strip continued Saturday. Reuters correspondent David Doyle reports.
Israel kept up its heavy bombardment of targets throughout Gaza overnight on Saturday. The Israeli military reported a fresh salvo of attacks from Gaza against southern Israeli border communities before dawn, and later sirens sounding in the port city of Ashdod to the north of the Palestinian enclave. There was no immediate word of casualties in either incident. On Friday, Hamas released Americans Judith Renan and her teenage daughter Natalie, the first hostages confirmed by both sides to have been freed. They were among 200 kidnapped in an October 7th cross-border attack by Hamas militants, in which 1,400 people, mainly civilians, were killed.
That was Reuters correspondent David Doyle reporting. The first trucks carrying humanitarian aid, including food, medicine, and water, began entering the besieged Gaza Strip Saturday through the Egypt-controlled Rafah crossing. It's the first time aid has been allowed to enter Gaza since Hamas launched its surprise attack on Israel October 7th, triggering a total Israeli blockade of the Strip. The UN's humanitarian coordinator for the occupied Palestinian territory, Lynn Hastings, told the French news agency AFP, these first deliveries of aid will meet only the basic needs of the residents of Gaza.
So the first step, obviously, is to get the goods that are going in today distributed to people who are in need and where those people are. What we're in the middle of confirming and discussing with all parties, the entry of sustained, consistent, increasing daily supplies. This is what has to happen. This cannot be just a once off.
The UN has warned of a humanitarian catastrophe in Gaza where food has been running out. This is VOA News. Ukrainian President Vladimir